For the lower 48, Groundhog Day passed long ago. But for Kramer's Field biologist and educator Mark Ross, it happened on March 30th.
Okay, I'm in the farmhouse and I'm getting ready to go outside. Because it's March 30th, it's 32 degrees Fahrenheit, right at freezing, and going to get warmer. And yesterday was above freezing too. The first days above freezing this year. I'm going to go look for a sign of spring. It's time to search. Time to search for a creature that may have come out of hibernation. Oh, what do I hear? That's a singing chickadee, singing to announce his territory. Anyway, I'm on the look for an animal that's a sure sign of spring. Well, might not see the animal, but may see the tracks. And that'll be easy to see because they got a waddle, walk and waddle through the snow plowing along. That'll be easy to see. So this animal's a hibernator. There's only two true hibernators on the refuge. But the one I'm looking for are the tracks of Marmota monax. It's a marmot, also known as commonly woodchuck or groundhog. And I know where the main hibernaculum is. Hibernaculum, that's the science word for the hibernation place. It's been a cold March, a snowy March, but today might be the day. I'm about 50 feet away from the place that is usually the main place where they emerge. I'm post-holing now through the snow. It's deep in places. Oh, well over 3 feet deep, 4 feet deep. Okay, I'm gonna go through the bushes here because this place they like to use for a winter burrow on one side is thick with willows. I guess they can use that for cover. Now, let me look. I don't see. Sometimes they'll actually come out in sun. How big are they? Well, a big one up here is maybe 10 pounds. That's about as big. Oh, here comes the chickadee. Oh, he's scratching his head. Oh, and there's another one with him. And, of course, they're mainly brown. Brown, but if you see their belly in the sun, it is orange. It is a rufous orange. And we have sun today. I'm going through the bushes. Ooh, there's a moose bed. Spot where they laid down to rest. It's big. It's like 6 feet long, 4 feet wide. Icy bowl. Okay, so I don't see any tracks, but I'm about 30 feet away from a spot. I see a little bit of new snow pushed up, and sure enough, this could be it. It is. It's an open burrow, but no activity around the edge. And it looks really fresh. Maybe yesterday, maybe even earlier today. Oh, just a tiny little bit of soil. Just little specks. It didn't even come up and stand. Yep, a woodchuck has come out. But he's back down. Kind of like this was Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day and, well, you would have seen a shadow today. And it looks like he just went right back down.
Mark Ross is a biologist and educator at the Kramer's Field Migratory Waterfowl Refuge. You can find his artistic treatment of his search for the marmot at the KUAC website. I'm Robert Hannon.